听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Amy's family has fun. They mail a diary to each other. Everyone writes something in it. Amy's brother is open. He tells many things about his life. Amy's sister is lazy. She doesn't write much. Amy's dad writes stories. Amy's mom is talkative. She writes a lot. Everyone enjoys the diary.
Hi, friends. My name is Andrea. Now, before we go into today's lesson, let's review the key words for today. You just heard them in the opening paragraph. Mail is a key word today. Let's say that together. Mail. Now, when you mail something, you send a letter or a package to another person. You mail it. Now, here we see mail as a verb. Amy also tells us about her family. Amy's brother is open. Now, open is a key word. When someone is open, that means they like to share a lot about themselves. They can talk a lot about their friends, their family, and many different things. We also see the key word lazy. Are you lazy? Well, friends, if someone is lazy, you don't like to do a lot of things. Lazy people don't like to be active. Lazy people like to sit at home and watch TV. Everybody is lazy sometimes, but we want to try not to be too lazy. We also see the key word story. Amy's dad writes stories. Now, a story is something that you can write or that you can read. You can also tell a story. When you write a story, you write down things that happened. Maybe you can write a story about your day. Think about an experience or something that happened in your day and write about it. Or practice speaking. Practice talking with a friend. Tell them a story about your life, or you can share another story that you just heard. Well, friends, you can also read stories. When you read a story, you learn something new, and then you can tell someone about it. We also see the key word talkative. I'll say that again, talkative. If someone is talkative, they like to talk a lot. Well, friends, I hope that you are talkative. Maybe you can practice some of what you've learned already. Now let's go to the mall.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English at the Mall. My name is Emma. I'm so happy to see you today. Look what I have. It's a diary. A diary is a book that you write things in, and then you can read it later. Let's see, what should I write? I can write about things I do, and I can write about things I think about, yes. And while I'm writing, you can watch today's lesson. Let's see, while you're watching, look for the answer to the Find It question. And the question is, who reads the diary? Who reads the diary? Be sure to try to find the answer to that question. Oh, wait. Christina's looking for us. Let's go to the information desk first.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the information desk. I'm Christina. 通常写日记的时候都喜欢能把它藏起来，不要让人家读。但是 Amy 却跟人家不同哦，她写的日记是给别人看的。 到底是怎么一回事呢？等一下一起来看。Now it's time for some key words. Mail, 邮寄 mail. 妈妈寄了一个包裹给我。She mailed it last week, but it hasn't arrived. Open, 放得开的或敞开的 open. Jessie is very open. 她很愿意跟人家分享。Talkative, 健谈的多话的 talkative. Monica 很爱讲话 She is talkative in class. Lazy, 懒惰的 lazy. Terry 他很少运动因为 he is too lazy to exercise. Story, 故事 story. Do you know any good stories? OK, 现在就一起到 clothing store 去看看吧。
Conversation A.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Amy. Is that a diary?
Yes.
Are you writing secrets?
No. I'm writing a letter to my family.
Why are you using a diary?
I write on one page, then I mail the diary to another family member.
And that family member writes one page too?
Yes, we take turns. The whole family reads the diary.
Hello, friends. And Amy and I are in the clothing store in this conversation. And you know what? Amy is also right here with me. Why? Well, our manager, Andrea, has so many things to do, so she has asked Amy to come and help me teach. And I am glad...Because I think it's more fun to teach with somebody. And I'm excited that she chose Amy. Amy, are you excited?
I am, Tom. I am excited to be here. I hope you are excited to learn more English. And let's get started with the Find It question. I hope you found it. Today's Find It question is, who reads the diary?
Who reads the diary?And of course, you know the answer. Amy's whole family reads the diary. Now, I had a question for Amy. I thought maybe she was writing secrets in her diary. Were you writing secrets in your diary?
No, Tom, I wasn't writing secrets. Secrets are things you don't want most people to know. I was writing a letter to my family.I write one page, and then I mail the diary to another family member.
All right, so Amy is not writing secrets, but friends, you can use this word secret in a sentence like this. We're going to have a party for Tina's birthday, but don't tell her. Shh, it's a secret.
Shh, it's a secret. Okay, I won't tell Tina.But what I write is not a secret. I write in the diary, and then I mail the diary to another family member. I mail it to my dad or my mom, maybe my brother or my sister. Now, mail is our key word. Mail.
Mail.
Mail is a verb. And so I go to the post office to mail my diary.Or you can use it like this. The bank mailed me my bill. Now I need to mail the bank some money.
And you know what? Mail can also be a noun. You can use it like this. I got some mail from my mom today. So you can take your mail and go to the post office to mail something. You can use this word in different ways.And now it's time for us to review this key word. Say it with me. The word mail. Mail. Charlie mailed a postcard to his friend. Well, Charlie, you are a good man. I'm sure that your friend will enjoy that mail. Right now it's time to go and learn more with Conversation B.
Conversation B.
What do you write about?
I write about my life, or I write a family memory.
You keep in touch. That's great.
And we learn about one another. My brother is shy, but he is open in his letters.
Tell me more.
My mom is talkative, so she writes many pages. She shares a lot.
Hi, friends. Well, I had some questions for Amy about what she writes in her diary and what her family members write in this diary. And Amy says that my brother is shy, but he is open in his letters. Our key word here is open.
Open.
Open. Are you an open person? If you are open, that means you are not shy about talking about yourself. You like to talk to people about yourself. Maybe you tell them things that other people might not say because you are open. Maybe you like to talk about these things. Let's use this key word. She is a really open person. You can ask her anything and she will be open with you.
She will be open with you. Let's use it in another sentence. Shelley is very open with her friends. She is quite talkative too. Now you know who else is talkative? My mom is talkative. She talks a lot and she is quite open, so she writes many pages in the diary. Are you talkative, Tom?
Well, I think that I'm talkative. And friends, that is actually our key word. Say it with us. Talkative.
Talkative.
Talkative. If you are talkative, that means you like to talk. Or maybe you talk a lot and it's not easy for you to be quiet. Well, let's use this key word in a sentence. A little boy in my class is so talkative. He just never stops talking.
Let's use it in another way. Some people are very talkative. Some people are shy. Are you talkative or shy?
Ooh, that's a good question. Are you talkative or shy? Well, Amy, I know that you are a very friendly person. Would you say that you are a talkative person or a shy person?
I think I'm more talkative. I like to talk and share with my friends. Mm-hmm. I'm quite open.
Yeah, you are quite open. I think you were open with me and you said that you were writing something in your diary for your family and that it wasn't a secret. So you were open with me.
That's right. And friends, good job with today's keywords. Let's review them. The first keyword is open. Open. Bella is very open. She shares a lot about her life with others.
And talkative. Talkative. Edward is not very talkative. He doesn't say much. Well, what about you, friends? Right now, it's time to go to Conversation C. Join us.
Conversation C.
Does your sister write many pages?
No, she's lazy. She doesn't write much.
What does your dad write?
He writes stories. The stories teach us good lessons.
He is a wise man.
He cares about us a lot.
Amy, I'm going to the bookstore.
Why?
My family needs a diary, too. Yes, my family needs a diary, too. But before I go and buy a diary, we're going to look at this conversation. Now, Amy is very open with me because I have a lot of questions, as usual. And I asked her, does your sister write many pages?
Does my sister write many pages?
Mm-hmm.
No, She is too lazy. She doesn't write much.
She is too lazy. And our key word here is lazy.
Lazy.
Lazy. Now, if you are lazy, that means you don't like to work. You don't like to do anything. You just like to be comfortable, relax, and not do much. Let's use this key word in a sentence. Esther is lazy. All she does after school is eat and watch TV.
Or how about this? My cat is so lazy. She just sleeps all day. Now, Tom asked me a very interesting question. He asked, what does your dad write? My dad writes stories. And friends, that is our next key word. Story.
Story.
Story. Story is about something that happens to people or to a place. And he writes really interesting stories. And these stories teach us good lessons.
These stories teach them good lessons. Well, good stories are very good to have. And if you are a good storyteller, if you know how to tell stories, then that's really cool. Well, let's use this word story in a sentence. Tell me some stories about where you are from.
Where I am from. Well, I'm from my family. I can tell you a story about my family.
Maybe you can tell me the story later. But what is your favorite story, Amy?
What is my favorite story? I like the story about a father and a daughter. It's such a sweet story. What is your favorite story?
You know, I just like the story of the three little pigs. It's so cute, and there are some good lessons in that story. Well, of course, we know that Pam likes stories because she works in a bookstore. And now it's time for us to review these key words. The first one is lazy. Lazy. Jacob doesn't work hard. He is so lazy.
Story. Story. Listen, the teacher is reading my favorite story. Well, good job, friends. I hope you enjoyed it. And let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Hello, 欢迎你回到 Information Desk. 今天的主题是日记 Diary. 我们通常说到写日记会说 write in a diary. 用介系词 in.比如 she writes in a diary every night. 她每天晚上都写日记。可是为什么要用介系词 in? 你就想象 diary 是一本日记簿。那么 write in a diary 就一点也不奇怪咯。不过现在有很多人直接说 write a diary。语言总是不断的在变化的嘛。另外如果每天都有写日记的习惯的话就用动词 keep, keep a diary。比如Do you keep a diary? 就是问对方是不是有写日记的习惯。Keep a diary. Amy 家的这本日记是传来传去的，大家轮流写的。片语 take turns 就是轮流的意思。因为 turn 这个字可以当名词，依次轮到做某件事的机会，就叫做 turn。所以轮到我就是 it's my turn。那要提醒对方轮到他了，就可以直接对他说 Hey, it's your turn. 所以 take turns, the turns 一定要加 s. 因为既然是轮流，就不一定是只有一个人做这件事情，所以可以说 take turns doing something. 比如人很多，可是浴室只有一间，只好说 We can take turns using the bathroom. 或者是 Josh 打电话来，那大家都想跟他说话，那么只好 they take turns talking to Josh on the phone. Amy 觉得家人这样轮流写日记可以帮助他们彼此知道消息。他说 we learn about one another. 在这个句子里 we learn about one another, 我们学到动词 learn 的另外一种意思和用法。 过去我们学的 learn 都是学习的意思 learn to make pizza 或者是 learn to write an letter an English letter 这些 learn 都是学习的意思可是刚才 Amy 讲的 we learn about one another 这个 learn 就是听到或者是得知消息的意思例如 we learned the news yesterday 我们昨天得知那个消息除了 learn 这个动词之外这个句子 we learn about one another 还可以学到一个片语那就是 one another one another 是互相彼此的意思比如 let's help one another 我们彼此帮助或是 they try to understand one another 他们是尝试着彼此了解 well 这就是今天 information desk 为您提供的资讯希望对你有点帮助谢谢你今天的光临，我们明天见了。
Word power, power, power. It's time for word power. Today, we are talking about families. Let me introduce you to my family. First, I want you to meet my wife. I am married to her. My wife is very special to me.She is beautiful. Wife.
妻子
Wife. I am my wife's husband. She is married to me. A husband loves and takes care of his wife. Husband.
丈夫
Husband. This is my father. He is a good man.I love my father. My father has 3 children. I am the youngest one. Father.
父亲
Father. This is my mother. My mother is a special woman. She took care of me when I was growing up. Mother.
母亲
Mother.My wife's father is my father-in-law. My father-in-law really cares about my wife and me. Father-in-law.
岳父公公
Father-in-law. My wife's mother is my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law is a wonderful woman.She does many nice things for my wife and me. Mother-in-law.
岳母婆婆
Mother-in-law. I really love my family. Each of my family members is really special to me. Remember these words the next time you talk about families, and you'll have word power!
I love my family.
I love my family.
我爱我的家人。
I love my family.
I know.
I love my family. I have a wonderful wife and a wonderful son.
Yes, I know.
I love my family. We have fun together every day.
I know, I know.
I love my family. Do you love your family?
Yes, Dad.I love my family, too.
I love my family.
I love my family.
我爱我的家人。
We've been learning about diaries today, and now it's time for the question of the day. Are you ready? Here's the question. Do you write letters? Why or why not?Do you write letters? Why or why not? Well, Tom's here with us today. Tom, do you write letters? Why or why not?
Actually, I don't usually write letters. Usually, if I'm going to write somebody, I will use email, or I might write them a note on Facebook, because it can take some time to use a pen and paper to write. And sometimes...I don't like waiting.
It's true. Sometimes it's a lot of work to write a letter. It's easier to send an email, but it's fun getting letters.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what's your answer? Do you write letters? Why or why not? Answer that question. And thank you for joining us today on Let's Talk in English at the mall. Bye,
everybody.